Okay, guys, I want to welcome everyone to our first SHAC meeting for the 21-22 school year. The first item of business on our agenda is to discuss or really review the responsibilities, the purpose, the duties of our School Health Advisory Council. I've provided you with a handout that is just kind of an overview of what the purpose, members, SHAC duties are, and then I provided you just with some different ideas and ways that we can meet some of those responsibilities and duties, just specific topics. So as you may know or may not know, really our primary purpose is just to make sure that our local community values are reflected in our district's health, education, instruction here at school. And we do that by having a board-appointed council, which that's what we are, of at least 5 members, with the majority of our council being parents of students who attend school who are not employed with the district. And so one of these parents should serve as our chair or co-chair. And as you can see in the handout, you know, that there are just different things that we can recommend and oversee. Again, we are just an advisory council. We're really not a decision-making group. We're an advisory council that can give recommendations in these different areas. So we look at curriculum and instruction. We look at policies and procedures. You know that we do submit a written report to the board every year. We're responsible for developing a wellness plan, also reviewing and revising that on a regular basis. And then we also have to conduct a triennial evaluation, so an every 3-year evaluation of that wellness plan. And we are the lucky committee that gets to do that this year. We did that 3 years ago, and it's already time again to do that. So we'll meet later in the spring to do that. I wanted to take just a minute as we're talking about the, you know, kind of purpose, our membership, some duties and responsibilities, just to mention a few changes for SHAC that came out of the latest legislative session. We have posted our SHAC meeting agenda in minutes on our website, but we are now required to post an agenda 72 hours prior to the meeting, and I posted that on the website under its required postings in SHAC, and you click on that tab and it's there. I also posted that on the front window of the admin building, and so we will post our agenda 72 hours prior to meeting, and we're now required to either audio or video record our meetings and then post those onto the district's website. So as you know, we're recording today, so we'll get that posted. That all kind of leads me to electing a chair or a co-chair for this school year, and so that person or persons will help, you know, give input to our agenda. There are certain things, you know, that we need to, that are just essential that we cover that will be on agendas. But we need to elect a chair and or co-chair. And I will be available to continue to assist like I always have in the past in regards to our SHAC committee. So don't feel like you will be doing that alone. But I will need a motion and a second, and we'll take a vote on chair, co-chair.
She had a great idea. One who didn't show up, we should
nominate Miss Glass to do that. Let me start with this. Would anyone like to volunteer to be the chair, co-chair, and then we can just vote on that?
What's involved?
I'll work with you on setting whatever our agenda is that we need to do, but I really help put together the materials and assist in writing the letter to the board. And triennial evaluation, I help go through a checklist. So really just kind of a partnership.
Where you do like 80-20?
Pretty much. That's the honest truth.
Actually more 95 and 5%.
But we'll confer more and talk more. I mean, since this is, just with the recent changes. So I don't anticipate it being very time consuming. We don't go in, there's not a lot. We do a lot of pre-planning at the end of the year. We kind of talk about what we want to do for the next year and that kind of thing. But to run, I would like to have someone to run the agenda items by. In the past, when Alice has done that, I'll call and say, hey, here are some things, that are upcoming for Shack that we may not be aware of. I'm going to put those on the agenda. Any questions about any of that? Can you think of anything else?
So Alice has a background in doing that.
Am I hearing a motion for Alice? A motion for Casey?
No, okay, a motion for Alice to be our chair.
I second it.
Perfect. Then we'll just vote on that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There are 6 of us all in favor of Alice. Raise a hand. Aye. Yay. Aye. 6-0. Miss Glass will probably be very thankful that we didn't go with Cody's plan at all.
I was just seconding her.
You're seconding her. Yes.
I think we should tell her that she was nominated.
Just trick her a little bit. Yes. Be like, hey, Miss Glass, I'll let you make that call. How's that? That's how you can be an active member of this committee. Any questions what we've kind of discussed up to this point? I know I've kind of rolled on pretty quickly through those first 2 things. If not, I have provided you with a copy of our wellness plan and policy. Remember, this is something that through some of our validations have been looked at, there were no findings. Was that last year, Carol? Last year, there were no findings with our wellness plan. And so we have everything in here that we need to have in here. We did not feel like last year when we met in May that we needed to make any changes or additions. There was a recommendation. I'm trying to remember what was in that recommendation. Carol, I can't even remember. From our validation, they said, hey, if you want to soup it up a little bit, here's a little extra that you can do. I've not heard back from our contact yet about what exactly they meant by that. And so we just chose to leave it alone. I presented this to the board. Mr. Rao presented this to the board in July. So the board has reviewed it and approved the district wellness plan for the 21-22 school year. And we will be looking at this more in depth in the spring when we do our triennial evaluation and when we review this. So I just wanted you to have a copy, provide you with a copy of that. And then there's an additional handout there just about your local wellness policy and what should be in it and that kind of thing. So I wanted to give that to you just as a reference. Wellness goals and activities for this school year. Every year we try to kind of narrow down something that Shack can kind of get behind and focus on, other than some of these other things listed in our duties. And so at our last meeting in May, Stephanie visited with us about possibly having Crime Stoppers come out and do some assemblies with the kiddos. And so that was going to be a free resource, I think, that they were going to be able to come out and do some assemblies and some trainings with our kids. And so we talked about getting behind that and supporting her with that. I'm going to open it up for some more discussion for Stephanie to maybe share some ideas, some things that maybe Shack can help with in regards to the overall health and wellness of our student body. So
Crime Stoppers has lots of different topics that they'll cover, but they will not come out to Sterling City because they're based in Houston. I said, even if we pay, they said we can't. So I did find a group of nurses that it's called Nurses Educating on Illegal Drugs and Synthetics, NEIDS. And she said that they usually, or in the past, they've done lots of trainings on synthetic marijuana drugs, but now their main focus is vaping because that's what they're seeing the most adolescents come into the ER with issues from vaping. So I contacted them, and they will come out here, but they have a fee. And so I didn't know if that was something the SHAC committee wanted to pursue or not.
You know, vaping is something that in the past we have discussed, you know, the prevalence of that and us seeing, you know, our youth being involved in that, maybe, and them going home and expressing it at home that there are kids that, you know, are doing, are, you know, are vaping. We did a lot. I think it's $2,000. I did not check on budget before I came in, but I think we allotted $2,000 for SHAC with something like this in mind to be able to help Stephanie, you know, support that or support her projects or Red Ribbon Week or whatever. Any feelings on that? How do you guys feel about that? Is that something that we might want to spend some money on and having? That would definitely be a different perspective, I think. You know, we've had that pitch from a law enforcement perspective. It may be good to have some kind of pitch on from the medical side of what you're seeing, what that does, how that's affecting you physically, emotionally, whatever, you know, this group may bring. So I don't think we've done anything like that before from a medical, with a medical team, I guess, presenting that information. So
it'd be good.
Okay.
Scare them. What is it doing to your body?
Yes.
She did say that they don't sugarcoat it.
So no, it's not right.
So do we want to maybe have a motion to, you know?
Oh, and they would do middle school, high school, and then just something very elementary for elementary. Not so much vaping, but just, I guess, drugs in general, so.
I also move that we support, the SHAC committee support the idea that Stephanie has come up with to hire the nurses from Lubbock to come out and give this program.
Okay, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
6-0. And Ms. Stafford, will you let us know, or even if you want to email or text the group, like when they're coming? And I encourage everyone here, if you can, come and listen and see what information they're presenting. If that's,
I kind of thought, since we're having something already this semester, maybe next, just to kind of spread it out.
Okay. Sounds good.
Feel differently.
I think that makes sense to me. I think, and if y'all are closing that off, that's great. But if we can come, or y'all want to come and just hear that perspective, it might be very interesting to hear, to see how kids respond. So if you'll just get with me, Stephanie, about when you need a check or when
I'll
you need the money
you
or what
your availability
okay.
is.
Sounds good. Anything else?
The county's going to have a rollover demonstration for our high school students. I believe it's on the 26th. You said that's a conflict on cross country. What do you think? I don't know if it's set in stone.
I don't know.
That's the only
I'll
day.
Check.
What would be a better day to do that?
Yeah.
I don't
I'll
know
ask.
The time of the day they're doing it or where at, because I figured we probably, I hadn't heard about it yet.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I missed a meeting or something. So I'll look in more on that. I can find out today. And I don't know if it's set in stone, if they can just change all
right.
that.
I don't know if that was like the only day that's available, or?
I know, I heard this morning it was the 26th,
mm-hmm.
so it might be set in stone. I don't know.
Okay.
I'll check too.
Probably the main ones that need to see it won't be here.
Right, if we have that school conflict.
Yes.
Yeah. So that may be good, Cody, to pass that info along to.
I'll look into it today and I'll text John about it.
Sounds good.
See, like, she knows all the events. When Sadie plays, I don't even know until that day.
Right.
I just, it changes all the time. And
sure.
In three different sports at the same time. I gave up.
Yeah. Just tell me today.
In the morning, text me when you're in school.
Yeah.
Let me know tomorrow.
Let me know how that is. Well, I'm glad that you brought that up. I mean, just so that we can coordinate schedules and that so that, you know, we'll know. And that's awesome that the county is bringing that in for our kids. And I don't know if we've ever done a rollover thing. I don't know. I know we've done the something else. Well, I don't remember what that was.
Isn't it drinking and driving?
Drinking and driving. Something in relation to the the drinking and driving, you know, thing. So,
but that was 2015. That's been a while too.
So that it's been a while since we've had one of those. So I think this is great. So thank you for updating us about what's going on in the community. Because again, that kind of ties back to kind of that purpose and role of the Shack. We're not going to know about everything, and it's not our job to, but just reflecting those community values, you know, and bringing those topics up within, you know, this committee, so or this council. So thank you, Cody, for letting us know.
Well, have y'all heard about our newest addition to the Sheriff's Department that we have here now?
No, I didn't.
Our K-1, Miss Blue, is our drug dog now.
All right.
So we've had, she's through with her training because she's doing pretty good. And questions, I don't know how that works with the school. Do you have to get with Mr. Rao or Mr. Stevens to just pop up and start checking lockers and stuff? Or is there, I don't know the rules on that. Yeah. We were all talking about it the other day.
Typically, there's some kind of notification to the district. Yes. So that would be a phone call to Mr. Stevens or Mr. Rao. Okay. So that's...
Does that, what we were talking about, does that just... the notification just go to them, or do they have to tell the students as well?
I think we would have to definitely look that up in policy, but I don't know if any of those are announced or unannounced. I don't think they're announced.
I don't think they should be, but I have heard in the past that sometimes they are, and that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. And that who knows? Yeah. And if Mr. Rao were here today, we would ask him to come in and you could ask that question.
I'm on the security and safety board.
Yes.
Too. We hadn't had a meeting. I thought I missed a meeting on that.
No,
too.
We have not had a meeting on that either. So. But those are good questions. I just don't know the answer to those. I would definitely think that notification, it wouldn't be just a show up kind of thing unless that's an agreement that's been made. Mm-hmm. But I would say initial contact would need to be made with either Mr. Stevens or Mr. Rao, and then work out the details. And whether that's announced or unannounced, I really don't have any idea. I've been away from that for so long that I'm not sure how that's handled. But those are good questions.
Water Valley ISD had heard about the new drug dog, and they already set an appointment to send Blue over there.
That's wonderful. Well, that's great that those resources are being utilized. Mm-hmm. So that's good. But yeah, those are good questions to ask, Cody. So, I think that would be good. So, thank you for letting us know about Miss Blue. I did not know about that either. So,
and Black Lab, she's awesome.
Aw.
She's been doing good, too.
That's wonderful.
We're gonna get a big bus around here.
Well, that's...
it's the people driving through.
Yeah, but it's, yay, that's exciting. So, all right. Do you guys have any questions for me about information presented today? If you don't, then we will adjourn our meeting and I will stop this recording. Any questions?
No questions.
All good. Okay.